Welcome to Creating Flow, the podcast where I, Joni Francisco, hope to empower women helpers and healers to unblock their energy and unlock their power. We are tackling that tough reality that many in the healing professions often sacrifice their well-being in the pursuit of helping others. Not only do I think this is just plain wrong, it ends up draining their vitality and diminishing their ability to serve. I've experienced this struggle firsthand and emerged with the insights and strategies to break this cycle. That's why each week we explore practical methods, not only to replenish your energy, but also to cultivate abundance in your life. You'll gain actionable steps to fill your cup first, ensuring you can overflow with energy and serve others without burning out. Do you believe you have the power to change the outcomes in your life? What about the past? What if I told you you were magic? What if I told you that you are using magic every day to manifest the life you see? Are you ready to change your life starting today? Well, before we jump in to the law of perpetual transmutation of energy, I invite you to download your cheat sheet on universal law in the Abundance and Flow community on School. You'll also find other free awesome AF trainings in there. And we are building a community of other helpers ready to have more abundance and flow in their lives. Let's journey together towards freedom in life, health, and business. I hope to see you there. Today, we're diving into the law of perpetual transmutation of energy. It's a mouthful, right? But this law teaches us that the energy is always moving and changing form. Let's back up a bit. What is energy? Do you know that everything is energy? Our thoughts, our emotions, our bodies, our environment? Well, the law of vibration, which is part of the law of transmutation of energy, tells us that everything vibrates at a specific frequency, and the rate of vibration determines its form and state. So think about gas, liquid, solid, or things that are happening in the ethereal realm. This chair I'm sitting on is energy. Your voice is energy. It has a frequency. It can be measured. Your heart has a resonance that can be measured. This is energy. And speaking of our body vibrates at a specific frequency, and there's an optimal frequency for every organ within it. Even our thoughts and emotions carry their own frequencies. For example, apathy vibrates at a lower frequency than anger, while joy, pleasure, and gratitude vibrate much higher. This has all been studied and measured with multiple different instruments and different practitioners or researchers. And if you're interested in seeing on the collective idea of what the resonance of different emotions are, I have a chart that is in that school community that I was talking about. So I'll put that link in the show notes and you can go take a look at it. It's pretty interesting. When we also talk about vibration, just to bring a little bit of perspective here, and one thing that helps people believe in vibration of things like rocks or crystals is the idea that watches, many of them, who wears watches nowadays, but there still are some people, but they vibrate with a quartz crystal that helps them keep the time of 60 seconds per minute. And the crystal is so reliable, and the vibration is always constant, and therefore it can be used in the watch to help it keep accurate time. So if you think about a crystal can have a vibration that is consistent, we can also think about the vibration of other things and how that energy can be consistent, or we can change it. And that's what's really cool about beliefs and thoughts and actions is that we can change them, and we can do that to increase our consciousness or at the rate at which we're vibrating. What's important about consciousness is because the state of our consciousness is what determines what we manifest. So higher vibrational beliefs and assumptions will shape a more positive or loving reality, say. So if you align your thoughts with love and you agree to release fear, you will then manifest peace, love, and joy, which will inevitably lead to greater abundance and greater abundance in everything, in time, in health, and wealth, in relationships. One thing that we always talk about as entrepreneurs and people working in the field is time, right? And I just think most people have a relationship with time that we have taken on this idea that it is super linear, right? We got 60 seconds in a minute. We got 60 minutes in an hour, and that's it. We all have the same amount of time, and that's all the time we got. Well, time is one of those things that if we change our energy behind what we're doing, right? So we align ourselves to flow and spaciousness, time seems to expand. And I'm sure you've seen that in different areas, but if we do it intentionally, we are able to get more done in a certain amount of time just by believing that there is spaciousness within this time frame of getting this thing done. Conversely, if you buy into that illusion of being busy, which I always laugh because, you know, we call businesses businesses and they are busyness. I will think of a different word for that eventually, but for now I still use business. But if you buy into that illusion of being busy, then you will experience scarcity of time and it will fly by because you believe you are too busy for the time you have. And if you can change again, that thought process, that there is an invitation there for you to adopt that belief that you have lots of spaciousness in your time, that you're in flow, and that everything that needs to or you want to get done in this specific amount of time, it can. I'm sure you can think back to times when time felt endless. You felt like you had so much time during the day. You felt like you got so much done. Or you were in a situation where time seemed to stand still, and not maybe for a good reason. Like, let's say when you try to hold your breath, right? It seems like it takes forever to get to, say, a minute, if you can even get there, right? But then sometimes they just go by in that blink of an eye. Just like, where did my time go today? I have no idea, right? And you were possibly not connected to the consciousness of this greater idea of spaciousness. And instead, you were in the lie of busyness. So when we are resonating with our internal belief, that's a specific vibration, right? So our internal state, our beliefs, our thoughts, and our emotions produce a specific vibration. And this vibration will align with the experiences and the realities that we attract. So I'm sure you've heard of the law of attraction, otherwise known as the law of resonance, that explains how thoughts, emotions, and beliefs are energy and that they attract similar energy. So you've heard a like attracts like. Whatever you assume to be true manifests. Your mind will attract experiences that match the frequency of your thoughts. What you focus on, whether consciously or subconsciously, it grows. Or like I like to say, where you shine your light is what flourishes, right? And so if you want to attract certain experiences, certain people, certain outcomes, then you are invited to get into the vibration of those things. And I'm going to explain how to do that here in a minute. But first, I want to go over a couple things about the law of attraction that drive me crazy sometimes. And also just the reason it's not working. So many, many people have came across the law of attraction. And it kind of seems like magical thinking, right? Well, here's the piece about the law of attraction that's a misconception, right? You still have to take action. It isn't enough to only visualize your dream. You have to then take what we call inspired action. So when you change the way that you are vibrating and you change your thoughts and your beliefs from within, then you are able to create a different cause or a different outcome. But you cannot just sit around waiting. Well, you can. But if you want it to go faster and you want to have the life of your dreams now, then you need to do that part. But then you get to take inspired action. It will just come to you. The things that you are supposed to do will be evident. And you are able to get into that vibration of the outcome you want. The steps fall out before you. And this is hard, you know, concept to realize. We don't really need to know all of the how, but we need to be able to hold this vibration, this idea, this dream, which will be at a certain vibration to attract the outcome that we are dreaming of. But again, you still need to take inspired action. So that might be just you have a lot of joy when you hang out with your friends and you want to feel more joy. Joy feels really good. Joy is a super high vibrating emotion, right? So the action is to a couple of things. Action can be putting yourself in that situation in your mind's eye to where your body feels the joy and experience will just follow. They will be attracted to you in that way. But you have to decide to go do the experience. Or another option for putting something into play as inspired action, you will plan an event or a way to hang out with these friends that when in their company you receive joy or you feel joyful, and then this will bring more joy to you. Another mistake that I see people with the law of attraction is this idea that if I think it, it will be. And that is very true. Like whatever we think happens, but sometimes it's not as immediate as we want. And we change before we're able to see that play out. So as we're going through universal law, the law of gestation really states that everything happens in divine timing. So sometimes it might not be in our highest good at that time, or sometimes we are not staying in that vibration long enough. And by that, I mean, we're able to have outside influences affect our vibration, which will then affect what we attract. So the more time that you can stay in that vibration of the thing that you want, the outcome you want, the experience you want, the way you want to feel, then the more flow around that you will have. You will just have it coming into your life more often, but you still need to say yes. You still need to take action, right? So in the law of transmutation of energy, it's really to remind you that you have the power to change your energy and transform your circumstances through your thoughts, emotions, and actions. Again, actions, right? Your energy directly influences your results. Oftentimes we talk about this, you know, you feel like you're in a funk or you're stuck or you don't know why you have pain or you don't know why you are sick. But a lot of times these are energies and vibrations of emotions and feelings and beliefs and experiences and trauma that we are holding in onto in our body. And we really just didn't have a way to move that energy safely in the time that it was happening or the time we were feeling that emotion. And that will manifest in our body. So if we think of stuckness or pain or disease as energy, and it's just energy that's waiting to be redirected. So as we talked about previously on the episode of Law of Cause and Effect, changing your thoughts and beliefs lead to different actions, and different actions lead to different effects. So if we want more energy, we may put in a different cause. We may go to bed earlier, or we may stop drinking caffeine after noon so that we can go to bed and actually sleep while the time that we're in bed, right? So those would be different effects and different actions that will lead us to different vibrations, which will bring us into more energy. So back to transmuting and leveraging energy. Where's the magic? So as promised, here are some strategies to help you transmute your energy. First, and it's really important, is to believe in your power. Inviting you to remember who you are and that you are the creator or the co-creator. You are the alchemist. You are the transmuter, right? You can and you get to transmute energy to level up your health, your business, your life. You get to and you can. The next strategy is to get the energy moving. We talked a little bit about stuck energy, but literally in the most simplest of terms is one way to transmute energy is to get your body moving. You can dance, you can sing, right? You can do a sport. You can go for a walk in nature. But this will change the energy that is in your body. And especially if it is stuck in your body waiting to be redirected, right? Listening to music, practicing breath work, journaling. This all moves energy. Gratitude. Gratitude will shift you and shift your vibration instantly. And some people do get stuck here when they are feeling powerless. However, if you can even think of one thing to be grateful for, it will shift your vibration. So let's say you're in that place of powerlessness. You don't really maybe know it at the time. But so if you're in a place where you feel like you can take no action, if you can just even be grateful for the oxygen that you're able to breathe, right? Or that you're even able to breathe in this body, that your heart is beating, those will change your vibration and it will change what you attract. And even anger, when directed intentionally, can move someone from apathy or depression. So anger is a higher vibration than apathy, which apathy is when we just don't care. We don't have the energy to care. We don't have the mental capacity to care, or that state of depression, our very low vibe, and anger is a higher vibration than that. So if we're able to bring you into that place of anger, call this sacred anger or healthy anger, then you're able to move energy. So you're even able to transmute energy at your lowest points. So remember here, again, you are the creator, the co-creator, the transmuter, the alchemist. And so some things to do to propagate anger and making sure you're safe, right? So these are all just techniques to use that you are going to make sure you're safe if this is available to you. You can try shadow boxing, you can try yelling, you can try screaming, you can try maybe punching a pillow or your bed to release that energy that's stuck as apathy or depression and bring it to a vibration of anger. Most people, when they engage in these exercises, they actually feel better almost immediately. And again, how long does it last? Depends on you, right? But these are all tools that you can keep using over and over and over again until you're able to hold the vibration that you want to experience. So if you want to experience more love, joy, and pleasure, then you're going to continue these techniques and tools until you're able to hold that for most of your time, right? Sure, things are going to happen. We live a human existence, right? But if we can remember to invoke our tools, then we are going to be able to transmute energy and have the outcomes that we want. The next strategy is to change your perspective. And this looks like healing our inner wounds, right? And identifying limiting beliefs. Doing so can liberate this old energy and make space for new energy. A lot of this oftentimes takes working with a coach, an energy healer, or a counselor, because it feels like a struggle sometimes to see what is actually in our way. And that's where the perspective of another person or professional can help you move out of that victimhood into the empowerment. Changing our perspective here sometimes feels like we are giving up our power. How I like to imagine this and explain this to clients is that, what do you want more? The story of what was or the future of what you want? the outcomes that you want, the dreams that you want, the experiences that you want. Sometimes it takes time to move out of the story. However, once you're able to do that, you're able to step into either the present, which is the best place to be, or even the future until you can get back to the present. And the challenge here is that we are giving up a story that makes us who we are. But we're doing it so that we get to have the future we want. And so remembering that this doesn't invalidate our experiences, it doesn't invalidate the way we felt, it doesn't let the other person off the hook if there's someone else involved. It's just choosing us and choosing to be able to live the life that we want versus being stuck in the life that we are running from. A helpful tool when we're changing perspective, when you're ready and you can get to this place where you can wrap whatever stress you're having or people that are causing frustration, or if we're in conflict at work or conflict with other people, or if we feel like a situation isn't allowing us to move forward, we can wrap that in love and raise the vibration. And when we do that, what happens for us is we're able to gain more clarity around the situation because we're able to take out the lower vibration. And this simple shift can create profound changes, can allow you to see so clearly a different aligned action. So never underestimate the power of love, right? It is a very high vibration. And the next strategy is to be in that conscious intention. We talked about how energy flows and changes based on your focus, right? Your emotions, your beliefs, your choices are the keys to creating and directing energy. So what does this mean? This means we intentionally go out into the world expecting to feel, expecting to experience, expecting to be the person that gets the outcome that we desire. And so some strategies for that are affirmations. We talk about affirmations a lot. If we create affirmations around our new beliefs, and then we align with those new beliefs and that higher vibration intentionally, then we get to attract that higher vibration, those higher vibration outcomes and experiences. When we are using intention, that is when we can use the mind to put us into situations that are high vibration with imagery, with vision boards, with mind movies. And when we see others in that vibration, it's always available to us. And sometimes we need to intentionally call that energy back to us, right? So when you see somebody having the experience you wish to have, you can think of it as a boomerang, right? And bring that energy into your awareness so that you're able to vibrate at that level. And with this intention, you also still need to take action, right? So taking inspired action. You must take action. If you want more of what you have, say you have a fair amount of joy and you want more, then do whatever creates that joy for you more, or be that person more. And if you want something different, then take different action. You can refer back to that episode of Cause and Effect for more on this strategy of taking different aligned action to produce a different outcome. So one of the main points in all of this is that energy is always in motion and you have the power to shape it. By leveraging the law of perpetual transmutation of energy, you can create the lifestyle you desire. Whether this be less pain, to have high energy, to bring in more money, it's available to you. And remember, where you focus your energy and attention, that will determine what you experience. So I invite you to intentionally move some energy by listening to a meditation that I have provided for you in the school community. It's called the Infinity Breath. And it's a really good way to move any energy that is stuck in your body. And as I alluded to earlier, any energy that's stuck in our body will manifest as something. So that might manifest as pain or disease or procrastination or not being able to take action to experience something that you want. And the link for that meditation will be in the show notes. As you've heard me talk about this, but I'll bring it up again, it's just like learning and applying the principles of universal law opened a door to a new way of thinking for me. It allowed me to show up in my life and my business in a different way by expanding my thoughts and what I believe to be true, also opened space to see what else was available to me. And I believe this is true for each and every one of you. And that is why I continue to explore and study how being connected spiritually helps us to heal our bodies, our business, and our lives. And this includes our relationships. And I bring that to my clients and to you, the listeners. And so for those of you listening, I truly appreciate you spending this time with me. And I'm cheering you on as you take action in reclaiming your energy. I hope you tune in next week as we explore universal law with a surprise guest interview. And always, much love and light to you. Until next time.
So amazing. You've reached the end of another episode of Creating Flow. And I want you to know I appreciate your presence and to remind you knowledge is powerful, but taking action is transformative. I invite you to take the next step to activate your full potential today by scheduling a complimentary 15-minute session with me. A no-obligation chat to identify the messages your body is sending you and how I can not only help you understand these messages, but teach you how to heal your body in order to have an abundance of health and energy in your life and business. Visit the link in the show notes to book a call, and I'll see you next week.